From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Mexico still reels from the lives lost and the devastating damage of a 7.1 magnitude earthquake earlier this week, as an additional 6.1 magnitude rumble struck Oaxaca today. As the official death toll in central Mexico climbed to at least 300, the Navy rescue dog has become a source of pride and hope as the search for victims continues. Ryan Brooks has more.
Frida, the Navy rescue dog, has put her nose to work saving 12 lives and uncovering more than 40 bodies, all trapped beneath the rubble of Mexico City. It's far more than any other rescue dog at work, earning the 7-year-old Labrador social media stardom as a symbol of hope and Mexican pride. Mexico's army, the U.S., and Chile, among others, have all brought dogs to join in the search.
That's reporter Ryan Brooks. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho lambasted U.S. President Donald Trump at the U.N. General Assembly. Marissa Melton has the story.
During his remarks at the United Nations General Assembly on Saturday, Ri said Trump's insult makes our rocket's visit to the entire U.S. mainland inevitable all the more. Ri called Trump a mentally deranged person full of megalomania who is holding the nuclear button. He said the country's nuclear force is a war deterrent to end U.S. nuclear threat and prevent U.S. invasion. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The U.S. Air Force flew B-1B Lancer bombers and fighter jets into international airspace over waters east of North Korea on Saturday. The Pentagon said the mission was designed to show the many military options available to U.S. President Donald Trump to deal with the North Korean nuclear problem. This is VOA News.